Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, state legislative leaders say they're now reviewing Governor Baker's proposed budget plan to solve the state's $768 million budget deficit. The Baker plan includes spending cuts to the tune of $500 million, among them not filling vacant positions in public transportation. He also wants to divert capital gains taxes earmarked for the state's rainy day fund to the general fund instead. For a deeper look, we turn this morning to Noah Berger of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Morning. Great to be here.
You know, given all the public transportation problems of the last 24 hours, let's start there. It seems like an odd time to announce a smaller budget for the transportation department. Is it prudent?
The solutions announced are largely temporary solutions to this year's budget problem, which makes sense in this context, but don't address a lot of our longer-term problems. And as we watched the MBTA function over the last week, we're reminded that a lot of the trains there are over 40 years old. We've underinvested for a long time in our transportation system in Massachusetts, and that causes real problems for people when we have a storm and a very old set of trains can't make it through the storm.
Well, that's equipment, but what about positions? He wants to cut jobs. Can public transportation afford to do with fewer people?
We'll see. And in the short term, those types of solutions to have a hiring freeze may make sense. But in the long term, you need to ask the question, what level of staffing does it take to make sure that our system is running effectively? And more importantly, really, if your trains are a tool to function during a storm, that's a serious problem. That if you don't make those long-term investments up front, it can have real effects on people's lives for a long time.
Let's stay with cuts for a minute. Tell us about other cuts in the governor's budget plan that might have surprised you.
There are a number of cuts that you can ask questions about. One is kindergarten expansion grants. That is, in a number of schools in Massachusetts, we don't have full-day kindergarten. The state has been providing funding to local school districts to increase the number of districts that can have full-day kindergarten. That received a cut.
So is that going to slow that effort then?
Yeah, that will likely reduce the number of new schools that are able to have full-day kindergarten. There are a number of cuts all across the state budget that will affect people's lives, everything from our state parks to services for adults and children with mental health issues.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Stan Rosenberg say they're reviewing the plan and have said they support parts of it, apparently including diverting capital gains taxes to the general fund instead of the rainy day fund. Where are you on that?
The strategy that the state has now is that capital gains taxes are an unstable revenue source, so it's problematic to build your state budget based on a source that could half of it could be gone next year. That said, as a temporary solution, using money that was supposed to go to reserves to solve a one-year problem can make sense, as long as it doesn't become a pattern.
What do you think state lawmakers will not support in the governor's plan?
It's hard to say. I mean, there are no easy solutions to a mid-year budget crisis, but this is an issue we've had for a long time in Massachusetts. We've had ongoing budget problems really for more than a decade. Each governor that's taken office has faced budget problems, and part of that is because more than a decade ago, we cut the state income tax by over $3 billion. And since then, we've seen deep cuts to things like higher education, local aid, and a lot of other basic government services, and continue to have budget problems.
Do the legislature and the governor have any choice other than to solve this problem, or could this linger on?
The legislature and the governor have to solve the problem. We have to have a balanced budget. It says so in our Constitution. But there are different ways to solve the problem. Much of the solutions in this proposal are using revenue that was scheduled to go into our reserve accounts. That's fine for a mid-year solution. It doesn't solve longer-term problems.
Noah Berger with the think tank, the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. Thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Great to be here. Thanks.